Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. If you have Bible questions or if there's a struggle you're dealing with in everyday life, we invite you to call and speak directly with us right now. The number is 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. For Sirius XM and CSN listeners, you can get your questions to us by voicemail at the same number because, of course, you are hearing a delayed broadcast. But that number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. But anyway, you hear the broadcast, call now because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. And there's nothing as basic to the gospel as the love of Jesus Christ and that love demonstrated toward us in his death for you and me. I love how Paul puts that in Romans chapter 5, for while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. So who did Christ die for? Well, it's very clear here, he died for the ungodly. Well, that's all of us. Yes. There are not some that are righteous and godly and all of those sort of things that they are hitting the mark with their lives. No, all of us fall into this category of being ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So he puts up, you know, here's what maybe some humans would do, but they would probably do it for a good and decent person. Mm-hmm. But God's love is just so much more, that he died while we were yet sinners. And that's a demonstration of God's love. And, you know, in this world today, Bob, I just read a survey that was taken earlier in the year, and the findings have been released about worldview. And there are so many Christians out there who identify themselves as Christians who don't believe that Jesus is the only way to God. Mm-hmm. They don't believe that the cross is a must. They're just looking out there and saying, as long as somebody has some kind of faith, that's good.
Yeah.
And if there are many ways to God, just pick one. Pick one that's your favorite. Well, what is happening? Well, we're going away from the basics, the essentials. And it's no wonder the Christian voice is so weak out in the world today. We don't even know what we believe. We don't even know what to take a stand upon. Well, we need to take a stand upon the cross of Jesus Christ and to recognize that it is a demonstration of God's love. I guarantee every single human being has asked the question or is asking the question right now, how do I know that God loves me?
Yeah.
How do I know that God is interested in me? Well, we can hear words. How do we know those words are true? Well, the best way that you can show a person that you love them, that you care for them, is to do something on their behalf. What do grooms do with brides? They buy expensive wedding rings, and they give that as a demonstration of their love and their commitment, saying, I want to be with you forever. And that's when the bride-to-be says, I know that I know in this demonstration. And God did that for us. He demonstrated his love, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is the love of God that has been poured out on us in Jesus Christ. We were ungodly. He didn't pour that out because we were deserving of it, because we had earned it, because it was our right, or any of those sort of things. God just made a decision to demonstrate his love for us, and he did it in sending Christ to die for the ungodly so that we could be made righteous and experience new life in him. This is basic, essential stuff. This is what we need to take our stand upon. And based on this survey, we in the Christian community have a lot of work to do to communicate these essentials,
yeah,
to communicate the gospel, to communicate it in such a way people are actually hearing what's being said. You know, Bob, our tagline is hear it, believe it, live it.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe how long it takes somebody to actually hear the message concerning Christ. I always tell this story, but years ago, I worked for a company, and I went on a business trip, and I was there with my boss, and I pulled out my Bible and started reading it, and he said, you know, I need to stop cussing, and I need to do this, and I need to do that. Well, we actually hadn't had any conversation, but immediately when he saw the Bible, he started thinking about his story. Mm-hmm. Does my story match up to what I think the story in the Bible says my life should be?
Yeah.
And he was saying, no, if I just clean up a little bit, if I just change the way I talk and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. then my life would be more in line with this Bible. Well, no, that's not the story of the Bible. Your life is not the story of the Bible. It's the story of Jesus. And it takes a long time for people to hear that message concerning Christ. That's why we should never waver in what we preach from pulpits, what we proclaim through radio broadcast, what we write through books and booklets and all of those sort of things. We need to get this story out so that people can take a stand on the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in taking a stand, we'll be able to contribute to the world at large with something that matters.
Yeah.
If you're wishy-washy, if you're being tossed to and fro by every wave of doctrine, it's time for you to take a fresh look at the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Bob, good thoughts. Thank you for getting this edition of Basic Gospel underway in such an encouraging manner. And friends, thank you for being here to hear 844-322-2742. We have an open line for you. We have roughly 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time. It is Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. Again, 844-322-2742 is the number to call in the U.S. and Canada. You know, in the new resource called Trail of Assurance, Bob Christopher brings a message of encouragement and confidence in the provisions of God for his people, showing us that throughout the Bible, we are loved by God. And, of course, that's exactly what he was talking about in the opening comments of this particular broadcast. So, friends, if you struggle with knowing that you are secure in your faith in Jesus Christ, well, you want to read Trail of Assurance. Request your copy when you make your September gift to support Basic Gospel. You can do that anytime. Now would be a good time. You can do that at basicgospel.net, a big prominent donate link right on the home page. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. We would love to send you a copy of Trail of Assurance as you make your September gift to Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. And we certainly need your help right now. This second wind of COVID-19 has really have a devastating effect on so many businesses, so many ministries, and we're certainly one that are feeling those effects. So yeah, we need your support. We need your help. And this world needs the truth now more than ever before. As I said, with the moral decay that we're seeing, not only here in our country, but around the world, how things are changing. You know, we used to have a strong definition of marriage, and now that's changed. It's been bent to match the choices of the culture. It's just whatever we feel. That's what's going on in the world today. So we need truth out there in the marketplace. Well, how is it going to get out there? Well, we need support from people like you to get this truth out there.
Yes, indeed.
And we need to minister to believers. We need to make sure that they know what the gospel message is. We need to make sure that they know that their sins have been forgiven in Christ, that they, in receiving Christ, have been made alive with him, that they know that God's Spirit is dwelling in them. These are essentials. These are the truths. And I guarantee you a very small percentage of believers actually know these things to be true in their experience. I guarantee you there are a small percentage of believers who can look at you right in the eye and say, I am convinced beyond all shadow of a doubt that absolutely nothing can separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. So we need to get this message out, and you can help get this message out with clarity, with power, with conviction, with passion, through a gift of basic gospel. So let's not shrink back from the time at hand. Now is our time. Now is the time for the voice of the gospel to be heard in this world loudly and clearly.
BasicGospel.net is the best and quickest way to make your contribution. You can also, if you would like to send a personal check to support Basic Gospel, you can do that by addressing us at Basic Gospel, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310. That's in Louisville, Texas, and the zip is 75057. I'm going to give the address again, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057.
Well, thanks, Bob. Javier is watching us today on YouTube, our YouTube feed, and he has this question: are we living in the last days with everything happening right now? Well, we don't know for sure. People for 2,000 years have been saying, I think we're living in the last days, and then 100 years go by, and the next generation will say, I think we're living in the last days. Yeah. Well, I want to add a little clarification to that term, the last days. There were the last days for the old covenant. So when Jesus died on the cross, he fulfilled the law. And so that generation were living in the last days of that particular covenant. And he ushered in a brand new covenant. And it took like 40 years for that old to disappear. And in 70 AD, with the destruction of the temple and no chance to offer sacrifices on the altar anymore, that covenant came to an end. Right. So a lot in the scripture, when it's talking about the last days, it's talking about those days, the last days of the old covenant, which everybody should have been so excited about, because that meant a new covenant was going to be ushered in. The promises of God were about to take place, were about to be fulfilled for the people of God. So a lot of times when we read things in the Bible that talk about the end times or the last days, it is referring back to that time between Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and the destruction of the temple. Yeah. Now what we're waiting for is the return of Christ. So every day we live, we're one day closer to that reality. And it seems like, of course, as we look out in the world, why wouldn't he come back now? Why wouldn't he come back and straighten this mess out and to rescue us out of this craziness that we're living in today? Well, that timing is God the Father's. And when Jesus comes back, we know it's going to be at the right time.
Yeah.
How do we know that? Because when he came the first time, that's what the Bible says. At the right time, God sent Jesus on our behalf. Yeah. So when he comes back, we're going to know that's the right time. The question always that comes from a discussion on this is, this one, are you ready? And there's only one way to be ready, and that is to receive Jesus Christ, to call upon the name of the Lord, to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. This prepares you for the future, for eternity. Why? Because God scoops you up and adds you to his story. A story that is being written through the person and work of Jesus Christ. All those who are attached to him, all those who are in him, will be with the Lord forever. That's the good news. So we don't have to fear that day the Lord returns. We can look forward to it with great anticipation, yes, with a great sense of excitement, with a great sense of hope, because when he appears, we are going to appear with him and share in his glory.
Is that good news? I think so.
I think so. I definitely think so.
Indeed. Javier, hope that's a help to you. Thanks for provoking that particular question. Friends, if you have a question, if it's 15 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and you can call right into the studio right now, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear your voice on this edition. Again, 844-322-2742. Bob, we had this question from a guy named Greg, and it's about social issues, and I think I'm looking at him across the window right now. Greg's question is, he says, recently Netflix released a very controversial movie. Even prior to the release, it created a backlash, which prompted them to change the artwork and description, of course, of the promotional materials. Upon its release, many canceled their subscription as a way to send a message and encourage others to do the same. There have been many things done by companies over the years that brought a loud response from the Christian community. What do you think is the proper Christian response to these kinds of issues?
Well, first, that movie that was released, it's a movie called Cuties, and it exploits 11-year-old girls. I guess the movie industry has fallen in love with this movie, and they think it's great. But I think when people watch it and see what it is, I haven't seen it. I haven't even seen anything but one little ad about it. But from my understanding, it is absolutely sickening what this movie is doing and how they are exploiting these young girls. Well, the gospel takes a stand against that. I mean, Jesus Christ died for sin. Exploiting young girls is one of the worst. I mean, all sin is deserving of death. But when Jesus talked about anything doing somebody to a child, boy, he had some strong words for that. So I definitely think we should raise our voices for those who want to boycott that company, Netflix, and withdraw or cancel their subscriptions. You know, money talks in this world today. That money is kind of the currency. And, you know, every decision that is made by a company like Netflix is going to be made based on money, what right. drives the bottom line. So if we're going to change the way a company does business, then we have to hit them at the bottom line with the money. So I think boycotting a company like that is a good response. But everybody, every single Christian has that opportunity to make a decision. You know, a lot of times we try to develop this herd mentality. If you're a good Christian, you're going to cancel your subscription to Netflix. Otherwise, how can you call yourself a good Christian if you still have a Netflix subscription? Well, that just becomes legalism. So we have to allow God to work in the hearts of his children to make the kind of decisions that need to be made. We, I think, voice kind of the news, get it out there, let people know what's happening, and I think leave it up to them to make the decisions,
yes.
their individual decisions. So this world is an awful place. The exploitation of children, the sex trafficking of children, the human trafficking of children is one of those things that is just beyond belief, and it just angers you from the very depths of your soul, and you just want to go out there and do something.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you step back and say, God, what would you want me to do in this situation, and follow the lead of God's Spirit in your life?
I was interested to see Netflix's response to it. They came out with a statement that they had thoroughly gone through all of the content on their network, and only 7% of it had anything to do with pedophilia.
Only 7%. That's 7% too much.
If you take the entire content of Netflix, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, California has just passed a law about I guess lesser sentences for sex with minors if it's consensual or that sort of thing. And The world is just on a slippery slope, and it is going really faster and faster and faster down as far as morals are concerned. But again, back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the broadcast, if we're going to see any change in this culture, we're going to have to get back to the gospel. We're going to have to get back to calling people to repentance concerning the plan of God, the truth of God, and the love of God. Our minds have just been totally conformed to the ways of this world, and the church is allowing the ways of this world to conform it to its ways. It's time to break out of that and to stand out instead of blend in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned about it at the top of the program today, Bob, about our tagline here at Basic Gospel, hear it, believe it, and live it. It's also the name of the devotional that comes out every morning to the email boxes all over North America and beyond, as a matter of fact. And friends, we would like you to be on that list as well. The daily devotional is a great way to start every day with the assurance that in Christ Jesus, you are indeed a child of God, and it can arrive in your inbox every morning too to help you get your day started. Click subscribe in the upper left corner of the Basic Gospel homepage at basicgospel.net and start the day in a quiet, joy-filled assurance that you do indeed belong to Him. It's our daily devotional, and you can subscribe in the upper left corner of the Basic Gospel homepage. That's basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, this question from Dwight, who wrote to us from Turkey, North Carolina. I like that Thanksgiving coming pretty soon, I think. Said, I know you can't lose your salvation, and nobody can pluck you out of God's hand, but can a person who once believed according to Romans 10:9-10 then truly denounce their salvation, not believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and not believe in their heart that God raised him from the dead? What would be their stand with God?
Well, John addresses that in his first letter. First John chapter 2, verse 19 is the reference. And here's what he has to say. And I think this is the answer to this particular question. We can also see it in the parable of the soils. Which soil does the seed actually take root and grow and flourish? And there's only one soil that happened in. So here's what John said in his letter. Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. Now, they went out from us, but they were not of us. But if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they are all not of us. So there are plenty of people out there in the world today who have made, quote, professions of faith. They've gone through the motion, so to speak. And there could be a million reasons why they went through the motions. Maybe a pretty girl was sitting next to them, and she said, I'm a Christian, and I'm not going to be interested in you unless you're a Christian. And so someone goes through the motions. So what I'm saying, there's a lot of reasons. But then when the trials and tribulations of life hit them, it's going to reveal what they truly believe in their heart, and they're going to walk away. And that's what John said. They wouldn't walk away if they were really a part of us. So, yes, somebody can say, I've walked an aisle, I've prayed a prayer, I've professed these things, but now I'm denouncing. Well, what does that say? They were never truly born again into God's family, because if a person is born again into God's family, they are secure. Why? Because Christ's life is now their life, and they have become fused together, joined together with the Lord as one. So you can't walk away from somebody you're now one with spiritually. If you try to turn, maybe have some crazy thinking and maybe doubt at some point and try to walk away, Christ just walks with you. So, right. No, you can't walk away from salvation once you're truly saved.
That is great news.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, friends, thanks for being with us for Basic Gospel today. Please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and we'd We really need your support to keep the good news coming and to pay the bills and kind of stay afloat here. As always, you can make your gift at Basic Gospel, and as you make your September gift, be sure to request your copy of our new resource that Bob has produced called Trail of Assurance. Again, please make your donation today if you can at basicgospel.net. Well, that's it for today, everybody. So now for Bob and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.